I'm Courtney, the littlest beaver. Not in terms of stature, I'm very tall. I am the tree and the beaver.
I'm Lane, the sleepiest beaver. Not because I'm lazy. It's just my hobby.
I'm Shawnee Badger and I don't give a f-. No, actually, I actually give a f- a lot. I really care. A lot, actually. Too much, in fact. It's, anyway, I'm sorry.
And this is Three Hungry Animals, a show about life, love, and a steaming side of hot tea.
This is girl dinner, but gossip.
Lane, tell us about your dominatrix books.
I don't think that's what it's called.
What is it called again?
It's called Don May.
Oh, Don May.
I love this. I'm sorry.
It's gay. It's very
so gay.
Gay.
Which is why it's my favorite thing. So, in China, there is a genre called Danmei. It's considered like boys' love, which I guess a lot of people like write it off as it's being like kind of fetishy, written by women. Mm-hmm. But it's like the most transformative, like interesting. It's like fantasy. Mm-hmm. Like romance.
Ooh, I love romance.
And like, it's so interesting to me. I'm
obsessed. Is there like, what's the kind of like the thing in it? Is like somebody a vampire and somebody is a human?
Yeah, it's Twilight.
Is it Twilight?
Do they have a vampire dog? I'm gonna have to look that up.
Or is like,
so they,
I think they're all different.
Yeah, so there's like some modern ones. They're all published by the same company because this company was really smart and like bought all of them up. And the way that the kind of storytelling works, mm-hmm. it just reads different than an American novel would. Mm-hmm. A lot of the like really, I don't even know how to describe it. Maybe like the purple prose is kind of like stripped out of it. Mm-hmm. A lot of it almost kind of is like, well, this person went to this place and did this thing. It's just kind of like very succinct, but they're very interesting. They're very easy to read.
Mm-hmm. I love easy to read.
But the issue is, on the caveat of them being easy to read, mm-hmm. this single book, like this one I'm reading right now, is going to be 10 to 13 volumes long.
Wow.
So I'm like eventually being like, every series I have to be like, am I willing to spend $200 on just this like one series?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they're set in like ancient China, and they have this really interesting kind of like superpowers kind of.
It's Marvel.
No.
No.
But a lot of them, I mean, some of them are more explicit than others, but some of them are very kind of Pride and Prejudice-y, where it's very like everything's buttoned up and it's like you just like grab each other's wrists and it's like romantic glances at each other and it's, oh my goodness. Yeah, so that's
my word.
My latest expensive obsession.
And according to our mother, it is the reason why our week is going so badly.
Well, she doesn't know about this.
Well, no, but okay. Can I tell you what my mother said to me? So this week I've had car problems.
Mm-hmm.
I've had mold problems in my apartment. I was physically attacked at an audition that I went to.
Oh my God.
And so I talked to my mom this morning and mm-hmm. she came at me with three things. She said, first of all, are my daughters praying? Secondly, she said, are my daughters tithing?
What is tithing?
We don't have a church.
Giving money to the church.
No.
Just yeah, exactly. I'm like, how
if
much?
If you don't give money to God, then things will go wrong in your life.
Basically, yeah.
He will find a way to get it out.
But
of you.
Thirdly, and most importantly, is there anything in your apartment that has opened some sort of doorway or portal to the devil or
oh
some
gosh.
Evil entity that is cursing our lives? And it's Lane's gay porn. That is what I believe.
It's like the Upside Down. Although at this point, I think I'd willingly go live in the Upside Down over the U.S.
Mom, what are you doing?
Oh, no, I do want to know how you got attacked in your audition this week.
Yeah, that was fun. So basically, I was at a callback for this theater production. To be fair, in the scene, yes, two girls are like having a fight and it is like very physical. And before we went up to do the scene, this girl comes up to me and is like, hey, are you okay if we like actually like do the physical stuff? And mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, of course, because stage combat, if you know how to do it, is safe and no one gets hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So during this scene, the first thing, she starts, like, pushing up against me, which is fine. Like, I can push back, whatever. It gets to the point, at one point, I am literally, we're in a very small space. I am running from her. This isn't me acting. I am literally running from this girl because she's, like, hitting me She's smacking into me. At one point, I am on the floor in a ball, and she keeps going, and I'm like, dude, stop touching me. According to the script, you are not even close to me right now, and I'm going to pop up over there. And she still didn't get it. And I was like, what is happening? It was a lot. I have a bruise on my arm. I don't know if it's her fault, but I'm going to blame it on her.
No. So she doesn't know how to do stage
Clearly
combat.
Clearly no. Because I was like, if you're doing stage combat, like, you can make it look like you're pushing someone really hard, mm-hmm. and you're barely touching them.
No, yeah.
And she was putting her full body weight on top of me. And then I literally got up from after doing that scene. I was out of breath. I'm pretty sure my face was like red. And I went and sat down and I was like, what just happened?
That reminds me of this time in an acting program that I did where we were doing this scene and my scene partner had to throw high heels at me. Mm-hmm. And like, it was a very like emotionally charged scene. And she threw the high heels at me with full force, like in a fit of utter rage.
At your face?
At my body.
Uh-huh.
So at least it was my face. But she was like, throwing them. And my whole body, after working on this scene for like 2-3 weeks,
uh-huh.
covered in bruises.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Covered in bruises.
There was the issue. It's because they're, I don't know, you two are both theater kids. What is it called when you are the thing? You are the character.
Like, oh, like method acting?
Method acting. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you do something to her? Did you like piss her off? Are you sure
in the
it was
scene?
Personal? No, like.
Oh.
She just hated you.
In the scene?
I mean, I don't think so, but
I will say the stuff she was doing was terrifying, so it definitely worked.
Like, I do believe, like, really doing things, like, in a scene, like, if I'm trying to keep something away from you, like, really actually keeping it away from
yeah.
you. Because if I'm, like, pretending to keep it away from you, it reads, like, very fake and not real.
It's like that assignment that acting teachers give you on the first day of class where it's like, pretend I've hidden this thing in the room. Now go look for it.
Right.
It's like, do you believe that they're actually looking for it?
Exactly.
Or can you tell that they're acting like they're looking for it?
It's that. It's totally that. And I do think on some level, like, yeah. But, like, when it comes to, like, stunts or, like, fights, like where you're throwing punches, I mean, yeah, that's choreographed.
Yeah.
And that's, like, you know, everything's marked out. And yeah, it's not like you're supposed to, like, really be throwing punches at somebody.
Yeah.
And, like, knocking them out for
yeah.
real.
Uh-huh. Can we segue from what we're talking about?
Sure.
Into...
What have you learned this week?
Oh, because I'm big on learning.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know what I've learned this week?
Yeah, what you
learned? we want to do a little segment on what we learned. We can
yeah.
do a little graphic of, like, this is the what we learned this week. Courtney learned nothing. Courtney learned that the universe hates her and nothing good is ever going to happen again.
No.
It's fine. Shawnee, what did you learn this week?
Yeah, I'm in the process of learning how to swim.
I mean, that makes sense. I mean, we're the aquatic animals. We're not...
Exactly.
I've never jumped
in a pool in my life.
Okay, so I can swim, like, you know, like play mermaids in the pool, like that kind of
stuff.
Dude,
swimming. You almost convinced me to do that thing where you swim to Alcatraz. You're telling me you don't know how to swim? We both would have drowned. That's what
no.
I'm hearing.
No, okay, so I can like recreationally swim, like in a pool, like, you know,
you
like leisurely.
Have you swum in the ocean?
I have, but not like strong, competitive, like, ugh. Like, I can just stay afloat and not die. But I have to learn how to, like, properly swim and properly breathe because it's in September, I'm doing a half Ironman. And I have to swim, I want to say it's a little over a mile of swimming. And I have to be able to do that by September.
How, I can't visualize what a mile is in terms of swimming distance. Do you have a
mile like swimming distance?
Yeah, it's like what, like how many football fields is that?
Ooh, you're asking the
I don't
wrong
even know how
person.
Big a football field is. That's not a measurement. In my
no,
brain.
But I can picture what a football field looks like.
I can't.
You told me it was like
what is a football field like?
Let me
20 yards.
Let
no.
me hold on. I'm gonna
100 yards.
We're gonna do
100 yards.
Okay, this is not. No, we're not talking about football fields.
No, Travis Kelce, baby. go
well,
Chiefs.
Here's the thing. Okay, so it takes you like what 6.5 minutes to run a mile if you're pretty okay at running.
That's if you're really fast. If you're pretty okay at running, I would say it takes you like maybe 9 minutes.
I did like a 7 minute mile in high school.
So can you match that pace with your arms? Can you like
do... I would be a slow swimmer. But I'm swimming in a river. I'm swimming
downstream. Upstream?
I'm swimming downstream.
So you're great. You really just gotta
float there. Exactly.
That sounds like cheating.
It's cheating. That's why I picked this one. Because in Georgia, you're swimming in a downstream river and I'm like,
need to. Oh, you just like
I'll just lay
lean
there.
Back and just float if you get tired.
Yeah. It's gonna be so easy.
I've never thought about this.
And then you bicycle, which I also have to figure out because I don't have a bike yet, but I have to get a bike.
Do you know how to ride a bike?
I can ride a bike. Okay. I feel like I'll be okay with the bike. Because one time, I hadn't ridden a bike in maybe like, I don't know, gosh, like 15 years. And I got on a bike and I rode 14 miles.
Oh my God. So the saying is true.
Yeah.
Like riding a bike.
It is like riding a bike. So now, but for this, I have to ride like 56 miles or something.
Ew. I don't get your whole obsession with exercise, but I applaud you for it.
Thank you. It's an existential crisis. It's an existential crisis. Like I'm doing it because I'm running away from death. Or bicycling or swimming away from
See,
death.
Whereas I stay in bed because I do not fear death and I welcome the warm embrace of the
eventual slumber.
Have a little cuddle with death.
Yeah, what did you learn? Did you say what you learned?
What did you learn this week, Lane?
So I can't decide if I want to go do another year in another country teaching. I'd be interested in, I think, going to like China or Japan. Mm-hmm. I had a friend do Taiwan one time.
Hmm.
So she recommended that too. And then additionally, because of the dramas and the books that I've started reading and watching, I'm really interested in Chinese poetry. Mm. So I'm like, do I want to like go back to school to get a master's just in Chinese poetry? Not to do anything rational with it, right? Like, just Chinese poetry interests me. So why not study it and make no money off of it? But I just remembered, like, last week that I, before I went to Korea, bought the lifetime subscription to Rosetta Stone.
A lifetime?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weirdly affordable.
It's like $200.
Our learned queen.
My God. I actually use it. Again, I said I forgot. I forgot I had it last week.
17-day streak on Duolingo.
Oh!
For French.
Okay, we can talk about the efficacy of Duolingo, though. Because there's studies on it. It's not...
The woman, the man, the cat ate a croissant.
I can do that.
It's an orange. Ooh. Yeah. Give us a Danish phrase.
Gvina spisa et apple.
Something about an apple.
Yeah! The woman ate the apple.
Wait. Is it Danish? It's not Danish. That paper that came out when Hitler died, it's Dutch, where it said,
oh, the news.
Hitler S. Dude, what new?
Oh, that was the newspaper.
I don't even know.
There was a newspaper that came out after
Hitler died, and that's what it said. Hitler S. Dude, what's new? Hitler is dead. What's new?
What's new?
Is that what it is? What now?
Oh, what now? That makes more sense.
Hitler is dead. What's new?
What's new?
So the other day where a dictator died. Welcome to the 1940s. They're just dropping like flies.
China and I just...
Oh, hold on real quick. Anyway, the thing that I've been learning, I've been studying Mandarin.
That's so cool. Mandarin's hard.
I disagree.
Really?
But I think that's one of, like, I'm not very good at a lot of things, but languages is one of them. I don't do anything with it, which is dumb, but
can you give us a phrase in Mandarin?
I haven't done it in the last 5 days because of the life
shit.
Can
you give us a word?
Do you want to know what cat is?
Yes, I know in French it is chat.
Chat?
Un petit chat.
Not chat.
You know what cat is in French, not French, Mandarin.
What?
Mao.
Mao.
That's so cute.
What is dog? Wolf?
Bark? Gao.
Gao?
Mm-hmm. That's another interesting thing, too, because we can go on a tangent about how interested I am in languages, but because I've studied a lot of them and not done anything with them, which is kind of ridiculous, but it's like I collect languages, like I collect hobbies or crafting supplies.
I don't know what I collect. You collect physical achievements.
I do. I collect medals. I collect awards.
You collect clothes.
You collect clothes.
I do. Hey, I've been really good about it recently. But that's also because I have no money.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed today's dish. Thanks for hanging out with us. And don't forget to subscribe and tune in next week.